Hello, my name is Jeff. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm calling because I don't know who your company is, and they charged my card today for $39.99.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that zip code to pull up that account to assist you, ma'am?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. You're all muffled.
Can I get that zip code to pull up that account to assist you, ma'am?
My zip code is 15658.
Can I get that first and last name?
My name is Lorraine Horvath.
Can I get you to provide their telephone number, ma'am?
I'm sorry, my what?
Your telephone number?
My phone number is 412-610-9595.
412-610-9595.
I can't hear
412, you said 412-610-9595, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And can you spell your first name for me? And when you spell it, can you spell it slow?
I'm sorry. What did you say about keys?
Can you spell your first name for me?
Lorraine.
And your last name?
Horvath. H-O-R, V as in Victor, A-T-H.
So it's H-O-R-V-A-T-H?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I don't see you anywhere by using your zip, your phone number, or providing your first and last name in the system, meaning that it's not a company that charged you that we serve, and you'll have to call your local bank to get those charges disputed, ma'am.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you, and happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.